BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, innuendo bingo with a very funny lady called Roisin Conaty off of Man Down on Channel 4. The water was freezing today. I'm not sure Roisin was that keen. Mrs. X has been on with some more Tinder dates, and the latest one didn't go very well. Real or no real, today with Greg James, and the book I gave Chris's dad as his birthday present, well, it isn't all as it seems.
BBC Radio 1.
Adele with Skyfall on BBC Radio 1. Michelle and Blackheath's been on saying, what a tune. Always get a taste of popcorn when I hear that. Bring on innuendo bingo. Is that because you went to see Skyfall at the cinema, maybe? I don't know. Hello, Rose, who's got a dance exam in a few hours, and she's going to watch innuendo bingo to try and take her mind off it for a bit. It'll become like a welcome relief for you if you've got a stressful day today. You just need like 10 minutes to take some time out and have a bit of a laugh. Put innuendo bingo on today at 1:45 with Roisin Conaty. She's very funny. You'll recognise her off the telly. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website as well at 1:45 today. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Thanks to Fern Cotton for making the last half hour really awkward there with Susanna Reid off Strictly Come Dancing.
It was amazing for me being there, seeing your face when she did appear on the phone.
We were saying on the show yesterday, and I reckon that Fern must have heard this, my absolute worst nightmare is for everybody to sit in the room, and I'm there as well, and go, right, come on then, what have you got to say for yourself? And that just happened. Listen to this. There's nothing I can do.
There's nothing you can do.
No, you have to actually face up to what you've done.
Well, there is something you can do.
I have delayed it quite a lot, though, haven't I?
There is something you could do.
What do you want?
That is apologise to Susanna herself. Hi, no! Susanna.
Hi, Scott.
Oh, no.
This is...
Oh, no.
Scott, what on earth is going on?
Oh, I don't like it. Anyway, so with everyone in the room and Mrs. Reid on the phone, I had to just kind of admit it, really.
You told me it was Fern.
I know, okay,
you told me when we spoke earlier this week. It was just, you said it was Fern.
Susanna, it was an off the cuff comment. And she, to be fair, did tweet it to her millions of followers.
Still trying to deflect the blame, still.
But I apologise. It was just a slip of the tongue. And we're friends now.
Oh, God.
So let's never say the word Susanna Reid ever again. She's got back to us. She knows that she now has our full 100% support, and we do support her, which means she'll probably leave the competition at the weekend.
Imagine that, oh my word.
Can you imagine
that
if she does? Oh my God, I feel so bad.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Have you been watching any of I'm a Celebrity?
Little bits.
Do I look like Matthew Wright?
Okay, well, I did see quite a few tweets.
Okay,
with
well, just be careful what you say now.
I don't think you look really like him, but I think if you were to look at a picture of Matthew Wright and say, especially the, you know, kind of how he looks in the jungle, and that, maybe it's the jungle thing that's bringing out the Scott Mills in him.
I don't think so. Are you saying he looks like my brother or my dad? I'm saying dad.
Okay, dad.
No, what are you saying?
Well, no, I'll go along with whatever you want.
No, you tell me what you think.
I think there are similarities.
How?
I don't know what it is, though.
But how can I look like Matthew Wright but also look like Ellen DeGeneres?
Especially when he's crying. It's how I imagine you to cry. I've never seen you cry.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, I look like Matthew Wright. Oh, Joey Essex. Joey. I mean, it's entertaining, right?
Mm.
But there will be a time where we look back on this and we remember that people idolise someone who can't tell the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Do you remember that idiot who couldn't tell the time? Or didn't know how to blow his nose? People are idolising him.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird.
We should almost deny responsibility.
A little bit, yes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's just reposted that picture of Katy Perry without makeup.
Yeah,
really,
it
looks
good.
Like me.
It is you.
If I put makeup on, would I look like Katy Perry? That'd be awesome.
I don't think it works that
That's
way around.
Scary, does it not?
No.
Oh, Roisin Conaty's just tweeted, about to do a new bingo on Scott Mills Show on Radio 1. She's coming up at 1:45 today.
I'm quite up for getting spat on today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Just in the mood for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Well, we can sort that out with you. Roisin will be on at 1:45. You can listen to it on Radio 1. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. We haven't brought the sheets in yet.
No, we'll do that, shouldn't we? Like, yeah, let's crack on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Roisin Connerty.
Hello, Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Really good. I've not seen you since, was it the Edinburgh Festival last year?
Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
2011?
12.
It's not coming that long. How are you, my love?
I'm very well. I'm looking forward to bingo, I think.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Are you actually looking forward to it? Or
no, of course I'm not.
Just
not.
Saying
I'm
that.
Not crazy.
Yeah. So, Man Down, final episode tomorrow night on Channel 4. It's been going
indeed.
Well, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. We're really pleased.
Really good.
Pleased, yeah.
If people haven't seen it, kind of explain what it is for us.
It's about, it's Greg Davies wrote and stars in it, and it's about a man down. he's sort of like a 40-year-old child, and his life's fallen apart, and I play his best friend who's just, you know, crackers, basically. Doesn't really help at all, just sort of is crazier than him.
Yeah, I really like him, Greg.
Yeah, he's a lovely man.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely man.
It looks like it was fun to do.
It was, yeah, it was the most fun, I think, out of everything I've ever done, sort of, on telly. It was so much fun. We laughed quite a lot. We were worried that we laughed too much, then we'd made a terrible thing, but actually it's quite funny, so we were quite relieved.
So you can watch all of that. If you've not seen it yet, that'll be on 4OD, but the final episode's tomorrow night on Channel 4. I tell you what I liked that you did recently, or fairly recently. I liked that that prank show you did on BBC Three.
Impractical Jokers.
That was really good.
Yes.
Where you talked in people's ears.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun as well. We just finished filming series two of that and it'll be on in January.
Oh, good. I'm glad that's coming back.
Yeah, so that was really good. We just filmed that in Scotland and in London during the summer.
Yeah.
So it's the same guys, me, Marek, Paul and Joel. And it was as harrowing as it always is.
I can imagine. I enjoyed the one where, were you in a car showroom or something?
Yeah.
And like some, and you were like, tell her to get in the boot. Tell her to get it as a customer. And so one of them actually did do it.
Paul McCaffrey. I mean, he's trained in sales, so he's really good at that. So he genuinely was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get her in the boot. And it, not like a killer, but was able to talk a lady into getting into the boot of the car.
Well,
incredible.
Good. Right, so I am pleased that you're... and you're doing a tour as well.
I'm on tour at the moment, yeah. I'm on tour. I am doing 4 dates next week up north, so Nottingham, Thirsk, Barnsley. Yeah, so I'm on tour. That's going quite well.
Doing some rude jokes.
I'm not that rude, really. I'm sort of I say the odd swear word, but I'm not that rude.
No, you're not that rude.
No, I've got a boring life.
Not any longer. No. It's time to play innuendo bingo. Right, we're going to play one more song. And then Roisin is going to be on. So if you want to watch this, it's bbc.co.uk/radio1. People can watch it now. It's quite scary, isn't it? On the radio.
People can watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I hope they like my hair.
What? Talk me through your hair today, Roisin.
Well, I didn't realise people were watching the radio these days.
Yeah, they are. Listen, watch, share.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So already we've got Mel watching instead of doing coursework. Also, Craig's been on saying he's watching Innuendo Bingo live for the first time on his lunch at work. Let me know if you're watching today. Michael from Sunderland is on board and ready. And so is Jacob in Leicester, who's got a day off college today. Are you all right, Roisin?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just get on with it. Go on the Radio 1 website now and you can see the very funny and soon to be very wet Roisin Connerty. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Phone, computer, tablet. Let's turn the cameras on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Your face is funny.
Is that
my
rude?
Face?
Yeah, just no. It's just when you heard the jingle, you were like, oh, God.
I've got a naturally weird face.
You haven't. Okay, so Gareth's watching. Jeff and Andy are watching. Zoe is watching. Let us know.
These sound like threats.
Zoe is watching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's very cold.
It's a simple game. So we collect bits of innuendo that have been on the TV and radios, i.e. stuff that sounds a bit rude, that you lot send in. Then we play them to two people, today Chris and Roisin. And if they laugh, obviously the water will flood out of their mouths. Okay. Can we have a nice big sip of water from both parties, please? Thank you. I'm looking forward to this today. Greg's one was particularly wet on Tuesday, so let's try and match it. So, we start with the queen of innuendo bingo, Ms. Vanessa Feltz. And here is V sharing way too much information with her Radio 2 listeners in the morning.
Billy Joel, and tell her about it. It's 7 minutes past five. How are you today? I know the weekend is over. Oh, I know. And the week is just beginning, and it's going to be cold, and it's already very moist down here.
Just a little warm-up one. You can get rid of it now, Rasheen, if you want. You can swallow it or do what you want.
Yeah.
Don't hold back. And don't use that bin. Use him.
It's already very moist down here.
Mm. Vanessa Fels, thank you about it. Thank you about it. And now over to Coast on BBC Two. Now, I know they do things a little bit differently in France, but I've never heard of these before. Let me know if you have.
They look every inch, or rather centimetre, the Frenchman. I'm in search of what are known as the Onion Johnnies.
That's a good one.
So cold, so cold.
It's cold, isn't it?
No, it's really cold.
So cold. It's so cold.
Isn't it? That's gone down your top there, hasn't it, right, Rasheen? Wow. Okay. Get him back. They were talking about traditional onion sellers there on Coast. Now, who's watching I'm a Celeb? You watching it, Rasheen? The spin-off show is good, which is called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now. And Laura Whitmore on that show, asking her guests all the personal questions.
She's just so perfect. She's like a bionic woman and everything, nothing phases her, where I kind of want to see a bit of emotion. And
Friend, do you want to see her crack?
So much, so much. This is just like an assault.
You're joking. It's icy this all the time.
Really cold today.
What is going on?
I can't even spit it out because it's every time you get me, it sends me into freezing
mode. Yeah, yeah.
Right, give me some more, please. You're going to get it now. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
I really want you to watch this on the Radio 1 website. It's really good. Okay.
Ready?
Go for it, Machine. Over to Coronation Street now, from earlier in the week. And David and Audrey were having a heart-to-heart. Listen to Audrey here, really not trying to draw attention to the elephant in the room.
What's the point? You saw Kylie.
Yes, I did. And I won't pretend you haven't got a big job on...
Are you even listening to these? Are you just
spitting? I don't know. You got one across the leg there.
It's making me laugh a lot.
Right.
David Platt there.
And I won't pretend you haven't got a big job on.
Charlie emailed that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Right, get
so
him again.
Kind of angry.
Yeah, get him again. Get him again. Right, did anyone know this about Zoe Ball? I certainly didn't.
Welcome, Karen, everybody. You look amazing. It's like a Paso shirt. Frufu. I love a bit of frufu.
You get me first. This is not about whether it's funny. It's just whoever spits at the other person while the other... Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Right, okay. Let's all just take a moment to relax. That was from Strictly It Takes Two.
It's harrowing. So harrowing.
I'm so sorry, Rasheen.
Did you bring spare clothes?
Of course I bought spare clothes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I thought it was a massive emergency.
Okay, here we go.
I need more.
Come on then. You're getting through the cups.
I'm just going to spit at you quite quickly. You're really trained in this.
Yeah, it's twice a week, isn't it? Here we go.
My right hand is very well exercised.
It's my gotta get him back.
It's my favourite one.
Okay, right.
Oh, this is so disgusting.
Yep. that was unnecessary, right?
No, it wasn't. You did it before the other one laughed.
That's how you want to play this?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, do you think I've got anything? You're the one who's got stuff to lose. Right, look at me. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? You've got nowhere else to go.
You watch, I'm going to bosh a lot here.
Bosh a lot here? What's that even mean?
Bosh a lot here. Okay, here we go. Let's try the full one now.
And you look in pretty good nick.
I'm feeling in very good nick. Absolutely. I'm doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
so disgusted.
Oh. It wakes you up a bit, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, the same way it's sort of been shot wood. Being shot wakes you up, doesn't it? I need more. I'm just pouring it on myself now. I've lost all sense of decorum. I've forgotten what we meant to do with water.
I don't know. You're keeping it classy.
I'm just like pouring it on. But don't care anymore.
All right. Now we're going over to Monty Don on Gardener's World.
This is over.
I know.
I'm a comedian.
Monty is very excited to get his hands on this new invention.
We've got two types of box here. We've got one with a circular hole, which is perfect for tits.
It's a bird box.
I've got it in the face.
Right in the face.
Very well. Very well done.
Welcome to my world.
And now...
Jeez.
I can hear dripping.
Right then.
Who's dripping?
Blimey. I think... Yeah, don't worry. It's just some dripping.
Bit of fallout. Where are you dripping from?
Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but local news can get a bit racy late in the evening, as Anne Davis demonstrates here on East Midlands Today.
It will be staying really quite chilly tomorrow with temperatures up to around 6 Celsius.
Thank you. A little note to self now. You have to set your alarm clock.
No home should be without one. An alarm clock, of course.
Yeah.
Thanks to everyone that spotted that. Oh, listen to the drips.
You're dripping. Oh, no, it's the blind.
Some water fetishes.
Is that dripping?
Okay, now now one of our favourites, and...
What's in my knickers? Sorry. Come on, you made your point. Oh, God.
Oh, no. One of our favourites now... And it's true, they do have some funny ways of showing affection over in the US, don't they?
The genius behind that show, and Mork and Mindy, and Laverne and Shirley, and The Odd Couple. He's my Don. I kiss his ring.
Oh, you dodged it!
Wow, that's a first.
That was amazing!
Well, how did that work?
He somehow dodged it!
I felt like Superman.
That was... Wow.
That was incredible.
Well, can I have another glass, please?
Yeah.
Oh, it's when it sticks to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think we even got through that one, did we?
Did we not?
Well, did you not hear the end? I'll play it again anyway.
The genius behind that show, and Mork and Mindy, and Laverne and Shirley, and The Odd Couple. He's my Don. I kiss his ring.
Oh, wow.
Obviously liking his jewellery there. Okay, Michael Portillo has been on another one of his great continental railway journeys.
Oh, goody.
Oh, amazing. I'm not quite sure what the production team have got Michael doing here, though. Here we go.
If I'm going to keep the British end up, I can't pull out now.
Ah, the back of my head!
Have you gone mad, Rasheen?
A little bit.
I
feel like I'm in like one of those
films.
It is
honestly so cold.
It's so cold.
That's Lloyd in Devon spotting that one. Michael Portillo there. Okay. Has anyone seen The Tipping Point on ITV Afternoons?
I love it.
Yeah. Water, please. Ben Shepherd has the contestants doing all sorts to win the prize money.
Is it going to go? Is it going to go? Ooh.
Oh!
There's a little tilt. Oh. They may be riders, Robin. I'm not sure they're going to do much damage.
No.
Are they going?
No!
They land on top of each other.
Just fell a little too deep on the shaft, didn't they?
Okay.
Ben Shepherd there on Tipping Point.
Just fell a little too deep on the shaft, didn't they?
Okay, more water, please. Not long now.
It is.
Not long now. Are you okay, Rishi?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Okay.
I'm not, you know. Am I?
No, I don't think anyone can see anything.
No.
We can always pixelate as well, can't we?
It's live.
Yep. No, we can't.
It's fine. Ready?
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
That was the funniest one.
And finally, we haven't had this one for a while. It's one of our all-time favourites.
Pass me one as well, please.
There you go.
Thank you.
It's the last one. Do you want to do half and then I'll just have half? Basically, just take some water.
Oh, okay, right. If I meant to spit at you, then you spit at me.
No, 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 no.
What game is this?
No. Here we go.
Brilliant.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
He's back.
Miguel Pujol.
Love it. Well played.
And that was very childish, very cold, innuendo bingo. Roisin, good luck with the rest of the tour. Good luck with Man Down. Last one tomorrow. I'm so sorry about this. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, looking good.
Thank you.
Good on the website. The Scott Mills Daily. Are you recovered?
Just about.
Wet one today.
It was really wet and really cold and... But it was a good one, I feel.
Yeah, it was really good. We'll get the video up for you later. If you want to see Roisin, just her facial expressions, I think, are worthy of a vine or something. Really, like, you didn't really see because you were too busy spitting.
Yeah.
But, like, her faces when you got her, like, you know, there, were amazing. Hello, Tom, who is doing a bit of Christmas shopping. That's fine. So less than 5 weeks now.
A bit early, isn't it?
I've done all it.
Really?
Done it all. Done it all.
You're one of those.
I'm not normally, but like I am. I am at the moment. I am this year. So organised, but then I realise that I haven't got actually everything, but I've got most things.
Okay.
Anyway, Tom is shopping and has just bought his dad a lava lamp.
Hey! The Scott Mills Daily.
Cool. How is that? Like, that's so good. Rudimental. Alice says, that is one of the best live lounge I've ever heard. Also, we've got Jay saying, love Rudimental and loving the brass. I know. They really got the horn on, didn't they?
It's a lorry.
Yeah, that's a lorry. Yeah. If you want to go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel later, you'll be able to see the videos of that. They did Free, their song, their current song, and also that cover, kind of ska version of The Monster by Eminem and Rihanna. I really enjoyed it. And I loved the brass. You know I love it. Hey, talking about, like, presents and stuff, because I said I've done all of mine. Did your dad enjoy his birthday present that I got for him?
Ah. Well, this is an interesting one, because, you know, we did it as a bit of a friendship test.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what to get him. You said you would... you know, get him something. And the agreement is I will pay for it, but you wrap it up. And then we treated it like a friendship test. I will just give him the present.
And say it's from you, but then he has to open it in front of you.
Yeah.
And some people are like, oh, why would you let Scott do that? You know it's going to go wrong. Loads of people have been asking, what did you get for Ron Stark's birthday? So yesterday you gave me the money. I wrapped up the present and I gave it to you to give to Ron. So you saw Ron last night when it was his actual birthday.
Yeah.
And how did he like the present?
Well, I was amazed because, like, truthfully, I expected the worst. I thought, actually, he's just, because he's talking about it on the radio and stuff like that, he will actually go and do this badly.
Yeah.
And do something funny or try and catch me out or something.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised. You got him, knowing that he loves gardening, I got him a book.
Yes. I have found out from various people that your dad is a keen gardener. That's true. Green fingers? Is that one?
But fair play to you. You got me an Alan Titchmarsh book.
Yes.
And he loves it, so he said he's going to crack on reading that.
And it's about a gardener as well.
So actually, fair play to you. And good. I suppose you've proved a lot of people wrong, you know, by kind of proving yourself to be a good friend.
When he was opening the book, were you like, well, you didn't know what it was, did you? When he was opening the present, were you like, oh no, what's it going to be?
I did, honestly, even when I kind of knew it was a book, like when I started to open it, I was like, oh God, what's
kind
this
of book
be?
Is it?
But it's very good. It's called Mr. McGregor.
Yes.
And by Alan Titchmarsh.
Nice little paperback book for your dad to get
into. Thanks for that. He was very excited about reading
that. I'm really pleased. Really, really good. And friendship test completed.
Exactly.
I knew I wouldn't let you down. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm getting loads of stress now because all we've got for your dad is a paperback book.
No, but it's not really about how much it costs or anything like that. It's just something that he would like.
Yeah, he likes gardening, so he'll love the Titchmarsh book.
He loves gardening and he loves books.
Sophie in Lincoln says, thanks, Scott. I now know what to get my granddad for Christmas. He also loves gardening. Someone says, really spoiling your dad. I've just found that online for £2.79. Is that all you could buy your dad? A paperback book? Look, he will really like it. So, Alan Titchmarsh, I don't know if you know, has done a few books which are fiction. And this one is called Mr. McGregor, and it's about a bloke called Rob McGregor. And he is a gardener, you see, thinking of your dad. A gardener who has a TV show. Now, do you know what some of the contents of the book are? Or
what, I assume... I
mean, there's a lot of gardening in it.
Well, great.
Yeah.
What and do you also, mean it's a fiction book?
It's not real life. It's a made-up story.
Oh, I thought this was going to be like a sort of best way to do your garden kind of thing.
No, no, no. I'm telling you, it's about this guy who's got a TV show, who's a gardener, called Rob McGregor. He's got a long-term girlfriend, but also does have a steamy affair with one of the TV station's newsreaders. So I've got a bit of the audiobook here. This is actual Alan Titchmarsh reading out his book. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Oh, no, I don't have it right now. Okay, well, I'll play you one more song, and then I want to play you a bit of the book. Oh, no, I've got it. Here it is, here it is. Okay, here's Titchmarsh.
Echoing inside his head, he found his arms around her and his lips on hers. She was so soft. So sweet, so tender. She drew away from him a little and, looking all the while into his eyes...
What is this?
She took his hand and led him towards another door. Opening it with one hand, she softly pulled him into the shadowy bedroom.
Kind of goes on from there,
what
really.
What kind of book is this?
It's a fiction about a bloke called Rob McGregor who's a gardener, but also...
Is it a rude one?
There is some of that in it.
So it's an erotic book that you've got for my dad?
Yes, but there's also gardening in it as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills, you idiot, you bought Chris's dad 50 Shades of Gardening. Not really, there's just a bit of rumpo in it.
I need to get that book back off him before
no,
he...
No, you don't.
I don't want to think of him reading it.
Would you rather I got you the audiobook and we could swap
no.
it?
No.
Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are saying, Chris, go to your dad's house and get the book back off him tonight. I think he'll enjoy it.
No, I've just texted him.
What are you saying?
I just said...
Don't read the book.
No, I just said, have you started reading yet?
And?
I haven't heard back.
Oh, no. I think it's a nice present for me to get. Obviously, I had to buy the present, wrapped it up, you gave it to him. He's a keen gardener, your dad. I thought it was a cool thing to do. Do you want to hear a bit more from the book?
I do.
Dear Mr. McGregor... Thank you for the most wonderful time. Perhaps next time we can meet in your garden rather than mine.
Mm-hmm. It's so wrong.
Alan Titchmarsh reading out his own book. Oh, Janie's been on. She's really overslept today. I think she was working late last night. Normally, of course, she wakes up to Grimmy, but she's just woken up to a bizarre moment where Bastille was playing and Alan Titchmarsh was reading out rude words. No, it weren't rude words. It's just a bit of a saucy story from a garden and from Alan Titchmarsh's shadowy bedroom. But, I mean, it's part of his book, his book that he wrote. And that's just a bit of the audio.
But why is he doing it in that voice? Like,
it's his normal voice.
It's not. It's a, like, sincere...
She softly pulled him into the shadowy bedroom.
About Alan Titchmarsh for Christian Grey. That could be good.
I could play these all day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm not here tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
It's going to be Dev's on. I'm going to be going to actual LA to do a thing called 1D Day, which is for One Direction. It's just me and them messing about in a studio for about 7 hours on Saturday.
But all the way in LA.
I know. It's going to be good.
Exciting.
I've worked out, hopefully, I will get to meet a Kardashian at the weekend as well.
Why is that?
Because I've seen pictures of Styles just now driving around Kendall Jenner.
Okay, now I'm not familiar with the different Kardashians.
Okay, so that's one of Chris and Bruce's daughters,
right?
Kendall.
Yeah, and so, is this controversial that he's been...
No, not really. I wouldn't expect anything less from Styles, to be honest. Just there in the car. What I like about the pictures, though, is that... He has got some really, really nice T-shirts hung up. Because if you're a pop star, you don't want a creased T-shirt. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to be around the world. So if you look carefully, you will, you'll see the hung up T-shirts at the back, which I think is quite good.
Is that like your showbiz news there?
Yeah, you'd think he'd have something to do that for him. But just in the back of the car there, in the back of the big SUV he's driving. So hopefully, She'll be there on Saturday. I can't wait. So Dev's here tomorrow, and I am back on Monday at 1 o'clock. That'll be a good show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay. Loads of people are saying you're going to play Christmas song tomorrow because you said you're going to do them on Fridays. I'm not here tomorrow, so you're going to have to hassle Dev for that. If you want one tomorrow, it's less than 5 weeks now. Ian's been on saying, is it time yet for you to call Dial a Carol? Now, we were talking about this off-air last night, weren't we, Chris?
Well, yeah, because for me, it's a really important thing that happens on this show every year without fail at Christmas time.
It is kind of tradition on this show, but I have been doing it.
You're thinking of binning it off.
I am. It's the same every year. Hello, Dial. It's this university in America, and they answer phones 24 hours, and if you just call them, they'll sing you a carol, whatever you want. That's it. That's just the University of Illinois.
But I don't understand what your problem is with
it. Why do you like it so much? It's just them singing a carol to you down the phone. And it's been on for years.
I know. I think that's why it's important it stays on. Don't want to muck around with Christmas, Mills.
All right. Does anyone else feel the same way? Does anyone care if I'd never do it again? I don't know. I'm just thinking, what more can they add this year?
Nothing, but it needs to be done.
Okay, right. You'd kind of miss it if it wasn't there.
I'd massively miss it.
I know what you mean.
I'm sure some people will feel the same.
Okay. Right. Hey, Mrs. X is coming up. So this is our girl that's on that app, Tinder, where you can swipe as much as you want, as many faces as you want, and then maybe go on a date eventually. It's changed the way we're dating. You can just look at loads of people in this app and just go, yep, no, yep, no, yep, no. Mrs. X has been going on quite a lot of dates. We'll speak to her again in a minute. I thought she'd disappear, but she's back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Swiftie, I knew you were trouble, BBC Radio 1. And now more dating stories from Mrs. X. Hiya.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. You've been a bit quiet for a while.
I know, I keep missing your calls. I'm so sorry.
Too busy dating, isn't it?
I know, too busy. What can I say?
So, you may have heard of this app called Tinder we've been talking about. It's changed the way people date. It's like in America now, you can date loads of people in 1 week and that's absolutely fine. You just swipe left for no and right for yes when you see people's faces and then you can go on a date with them. How many have you been on now?
Oh my God. Probably about 8 or 9.
Did you hear Dean on the show yesterday who's got 39 girls interested on Tinder at the moment?
I love that. That's absolutely brilliant.
And with one of the girls he went out with, he asked her point blank if she was Mrs. X. Listen to this.
I asked her, just, you know, because I said, you know, are you Mrs. X? Just point blank.
Did you say that?
Of course I did. I'm just an honest guy. I don't bat around the bush, you know.
I love it that people think it might be you, whoever they go
That's
on dates
so
with.
That's so funny.
It's good, isn't it?
That's literally so funny.
Mrs. X, you're like the Stig.
You are. No one knows your identity, but it could
no
be
knows.
You next time they go on a date.
Who knows? Who knows? You could be on a, you could be drinking cocktails with Mrs. X.
So what's been happening since we last spoke? Any good dates?
I've had a couple of nice ones. A couple of decent guys who I'll probably see again. One absolutely horrific one, which was last night.
Okay. I want to know about the horrific one, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably do, because it was just... I've never been on a date where I've just honestly felt so awkward.
Right.
To the extent that I had to do the old... went to the toilet and texted my mate, like, everything is going completely wrong, or please can you phone me in like 5 minutes. So when I went back, miraculously 5 minutes later, had the old, oh no, something really bad has happened, I need to leave.
But people know that that's not what's happening.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know what else to do. Like, I didn't know what other excuse to use.
That's such an old trick. Oh, really? Oh, something bad's happened. I'm so sorry, I've got to go. It's been done so many times that they just know that it's the trick, which makes it even more awkward.
I know, but I was just at a complete loss. I'd been there such a short period of time that it was like, I just didn't know what else to do.
Why was it horrendous?
So, when he turned up, he looked very different to what his pictures suggested he looked like.
Oh.
Really, really, really full on as well, going on about like, oh, next date, and like, oh, I thought we could do this together and that together. And I was like, whoa, we've literally just met. Calm yourself down a little bit. And we just had absolutely nothing in common.
So once you've done the whole, your friend calls you, oh, I've got to leave last night,
yeah.
What did he say?
Oh my God, that was the most awkward bit. He was like, oh, is this one of those things where you get a phone call and
told
have to
you.
Leave?
Any more dates coming up?
Yes, I've got one tonight.
Yes.
potential one again tomorrow night as well.
Have you got any rematches?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I am starting to see some of these guys on, like, the second and third time now.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of, like, starting to suss out who's worth spending time with and who's not.
You're sorting the wheat, what's the phrase?
The wheat from the chaff.
That's what you're doing.
The wheat from the chaff, that's it, boys. But it's kind of, the thing is, I'm now getting to a moral stage where it's like, if I'm on the third and fourth date with a guy, it's getting to the stage where it's getting, where I'm like, oh, is this a bit immoral to be seeing, I don't know, one on the Thursday, one on the Friday, another first date on a Saturday and that sort of thing. And I'm kind of feeling a bit unsure about where I should go with it.
Can I ask you a question, Mrs. X?
Yeah.
Are you kissing them?
There have been some kisses, yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm not staying at theirs or anything like that. I wouldn't put it that far, mm-hmm.
But
it's getting interesting now. It's getting to the stage where it's just getting a bit unstable in terms of the moral high ground.
And that's why we're going to ring you next week when I'm back.
Yeah, do that, and we'll see how tonight goes.
Good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks.
Hope you like him. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
I should also point out that she's not really Mrs. X. It makes it sound like she's married. Let's call her Miss X. I'm quite sure.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Gregory, how's it going, all right?
I'm all right.
Have you got Louis Walsh on today?
Louis and the boys are on.
Oh, lovely.
After five today.
Two of them now, isn't there?
Yeah.
Two. Luke Friend and...
Oh, Luke Friend.
Luke Friend.
Yeah, Sam Callahan's gone, isn't he?
He's off.
So okay. Luke Friend.
But don't worry, it's not the last you've heard of him. Probably is. And who's the other one?
We'll get to Nicholas. The bottom of that. I'm going to ask Louis about it today. Because apparently Louis said that he'd be a better TV presenter than singer.
Oh, okay.
So we'll ask him.
Right.
It's not the thing you want to hear from your musical judge, is it?
This is really bad because I actually went on Extra Factor at the weekend. I'm still struggling to remember who the other boy is.
Nicholas.
Of course.
Nicholas McDonald. And Luke Friend.
Luke Friend.
I noticed Louis Walsh said to Sam Callahan when he was booted off last week, he was like, I'm sure he will do well in whatever he does, yeah. Which suggests...
Very vague.
He was a barman. He might just be really good at being a barman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in that.
Absolutely.
You can win awards for cocktails.
Yeah, you can. So, Louis and the boys at 5 o'clock from The X Factor on Radio 1 tonight on Greg's show. Let's play today's Real or No Real. Remember, you get 10 points if you say the right answer.
Cashiers in a grocery shop in Japan were duped into accepting a 1,000,000 yen banknote this week, despite it being a novelty post-it note that was only printed on one side.
What's a 1,000,000 yen equate to then, do we reckon?
Don't know. Everything's very expensive in Japan.
Right.
Kind of, that reminds me, actually, someone texted my show the other day saying, tell Scott that I was in a shop somewhere and someone just paid with a £1 note.
Hey! You can't get them anymore.
I know.
How did they do that?
I wasn't even aware that existed.
No, that happened ages ago.
They signed their text off with, hey.
So the fake Japanese banknote that was actually a post-it note.
Well, probably. I reckon that would have happened. How much is it worth?
£6,000.
£6,000.
That's quite a lot.
A £6,000 note. I can't believe anyone would be stupid enough to just go, yeah, sure. What were they buying?
That's the thing. You've got to hold it up to the light, haven't you? Does that happen? I'm going to say no real.
I think no real.
That one is real.
Oh, huh? Whoa.
Idiots.
What were they buying for £6,000?
God knows. Probably a cup of coffee in Japan.
I went to a bank machine the other day and a 50 came out. A 50? When was the last time you saw a 50?
Get you. It's out the 50s.
It's, getting 50 pounds out of cash is not a lot of money.
Someone's doing well.
Yeah. Hang on. When was the last time you got a 50 out of a machine? That's
not
a thing.
I've never tried.
I've never seen a 50.
No, I'm sorry. You've never taken £50 out of a cash machine before?
All right, money bags over there. Chill out.
A 50. Try giving that to anyone. They just go, that's fake. You can't buy anything with a 50.
I have to say, when we took the Russians to the 99p store, they produced a 50 and it went off.
I think I'd get on well with them.
Yeah, they were holding it to the light and all sorts. Kamalia, the Russian lady, was like, what are they doing to the light? Holding up to light. I was like, check, it's not fake, love. Anyway, here's your next real or no real.
In Greece, Italy and the US state of Nevada, voters can select a free ice cream option on their election ballot papers.
What? Is that a joke? So what? And they can get the free ice cream, or it's an odd one, isn't it? Or are you voting for free ice cream? Oh right, okay.
Well, it would encourage people to vote.
Ah, is that what it is?
Yeah, free ice cream with every vote. Sense.
Yeah,
we should do that and get more people voting.
For what?
Bribing people for your votes.
Yeah,
I mean, that's basically what the politicians do, isn't it?
Yeah. Someone's just sent me a picture of a £1 note. Oh, from Jersey.
Oh, okay. They're big in Jersey still.
Yeah, got the Queen on.
You'd hope so.
Got the Queen on.
That's what that Japanese guy thought. Wow. It looks real.
So, free ice cream ballot papers. What are you saying?
Well, I'd love that. I think it would get people through the turnstiles. No, what is it?
Yeah.
Polls.
Through
booths,
the box.
Booths.
So what are you saying? Real?
I'm saying real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, what?
What about this? Is this real or no real?
In a new advertising stunt, X Factor rejects Kingsland Road will change their name again, this time to Kings Mill Avenue.
Oh, I love it when they change their name.
Well, they should. When they were on the show ages ago, I said the name is bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's not a good name,
Kingsland
is it?
Kingsland Road.
Kings Mill Avenue is much better.
Yeah. It does sound more like more warmer. It is more wholesome.
Sounds more bready.
Isn't it? It's warmer.
It's a bit carby, isn't it?
And we said
more carby.
If they were going to name yourself after a road, name yourself after a good one. M25, M6, a big road.
Old Kent Road.
Yeah, not Kingsland Road.
Kingsland Road.
No, the old Kent Road's only worth 60 quid.
True. Call yourself like Mayfair or something.
Park Lane.
So Kingsland Road are about to become, as they launch, well, relaunch their career after the X Factor defeat.
Is it a relaunch or is it it's a launch?
It's a launch. Kings Mill Avenue.
Soft
real
launch.
Or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I think real.
That one is no real.
Oh, what is Kingsmill Avenue bread? Or just Kingsmill?
Kingsmill is bread. Kingsmill Avenue, I don't know where the factory's on that avenue.
Right, okay. What about this, though?
Dan from Bastille has admitted that he wanted 1985 one-hit wonder Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge to be the third cover to feature in latest single of the night, but was talked out of it by his bandmates.
If you're not sure what that man's talking about, this track is the one that Bastille wanted to do by DeBarge.
Hey!
Am I right with you?
Hello, ladies!
Ladies, hairbrush o'clock. Am I right here? Saturday night. Saturday night or not? All the hits.
That's good.
Ah. I didn't know that was DeBarge.
Yeah.
That is a tune.
Of course, the track that they did release was this one. So Dan from Bastille cramming in more covers.
I mean, it would make sense, wouldn't it, that he's tried to get them all in?
Yeah, they've all got Of the Night in. Or,
I think that's probably real. My problem with this song is I think the original two are quite happy. And they're quite a bit more fun.
Yeah.
He's taking it really seriously, this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite serious. Yeah. But it's always...
Like this, listen how happy this is.
It needed a bit of this, didn't it? It needed a bit of DeBarge in it.
Yeah.
Leave it on. I might do the playlister to this one.
Come on, ladies, have some wine!
If we did playlister, would this click up as your song now?
Oh, yeah.
Listen to that. That's what Bastille need for that song.
Still drums. Real or no real?
I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, damn shame, though.
That is my worst ever effort.
Greg literally got nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing to show.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I got 30.
Nothing.
Though.
You've got 30.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing at all.
Nothing.
Very,
literally nothing.
Very
barren.
Poor.
That's poor.
It's a barren wasteland.
Sorry about that.
So Greg's got Louis and the boys on from 5 o'clock tonight, and he's on in less than 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those were all the best bits of Thursday's show. I hate to do this, but I'm off to LA just for the weekend with One Direction. So Dev's here tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and I'll be back on Monday from 1 p.m. Join me.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.